Hello, BBC. This is Thomas Cadet reporting from Supreme Headquarters. Yes, I saw it. In the small hours of this morning, May the 7th, 1945, I saw the formal acknowledgement by Germany's present leaders, military leaders of their country's complete and utter defeat by land, in the air, and at sea. The final act, General Jodl's signed admission of unconditional surrender, had little or nothing outwardly dramatic about it. The whole ceremony, in fact, was carried out on a cold and businesslike basis, which was not increased in dignity by numerous scurrying photographers, the glare of powerful lights, and the popping of flashlight bulbs. If the sense of drama was there, and it was because we carried it in our own hearts, remembering that this meant liberation, freedom from suffering, and spared lives for countless thousands in tortured Europe. It was not the ceremony that mattered, but the thing itself. One moment there was in which pity might have come near, but the mist was as good as a mile. It was when, after he had signed away a freedom already lost, General Jodl rose to his feet. Facing General Beadle Smith, General Eisenhower's chief of staff who presided, the German said these words, speaking his own language. In a low voice he said, "General, with this signature, the German people and the German Wehrmacht are, for better or for worse, delivered into the victor's hands."
This is the BBC Home Service. We're interrupting programs to make the following announcement. It is understood that in accordance with arrangements between the three great powers, an official announcement will be broadcast by the Prime Minister at 3 o'clock tomorrow, Tuesday afternoon, the 8th of May.
A very great crowd is collected already. Thousands upon thousands of people gathered to share this historic day with the King and Queen. The entire space, the whole roadway, the whole pavement, and the whole scene is one dense mass of people. People in the gayest colours, red, white and blue rosettes, red, white and blue hats, streamers, flags. There are still signs of the long years we've gone through. Right opposite me still I see a yellow trench shelter sign, and also the broken columns of the palace where the bomb hit during the Blitz, one reminder to us of how much their majesties shared the life of their people during this civilians' war.